Here at the Fantasy Doctors, we use our expertise in the world of sports as well as medicine to bring you the most up-to-date injury news. Our first injury of the day actually broke his back last week. I want Lionel Messi healthy. I want Suarez healthy.
Fam. Mo Salah is beasting.
I want Ronaldo healthy. I want the whole squad healthy.
7 La Liga title in a span of 10 years. That basically, to me, that means
he was concussed, he was knocked out.
There was absolutely no competition.
We're your hosts, physical therapy students, Andy and Berg, and
welcome to the Fantasy Doctors Soccer Podcast.
Hello, soccer fans. Welcome to episode 26 of the Fantasy Doctors Soccer Podcast. It's me, Andy, your co-host, along with my main man, Berg. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Labor Day, man.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun here. We had a 3-day weekend. Did some hiking today. That did not happen. Well, we planned to do some hiking, but that hiking didn't happen. But your main man actually got to watch most of the game this weekend, so that was nice.
Yeah, that is good. That was good.
Pretty soon, I'm gonna play for, adult soccer league, and most of the games gonna be in the morning. So,
really,
yeah, I'm gonna miss a lot of games. Starting next week.
New league, or is this like a different division, or?
I think this is more like a division thing. This is more serious.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, team, because the one that I used to play in. Oh, by the way, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, I do recreational soccer. I play in recreational soccer league. Oh my God, I can't speak today. But you know, I decided I'm too good for recreational soccer, so I'm joining a more competitive. I'm taking my talent to the adult league.
You know. Oh God. All right. Well, keep us updated on that, but let's give the listeners what they want. What's our number one injury for this week?
Wilfred Zaha is actually injured. He's currently being assessed, but the report says he's got a groin and hip and pelvic injury. So they don't really know exactly what's going on. That's why in the report it says currently being assessed. But you know, he's set to come back in the 15th of this month, probably after the international break. The reason why we have Wilfred on there is because, you know, the guy just signed. It's a fat new contract with Crystal Palace. It's not every day you hear, you know, a lower club like Crystal Palace, you know, signing, you know, extending someone's contract and giving them £130,000 a week.
He's making that much?
He's making that much now. That's how much faith they have in him.
Oh,
what would you do with £130,000? A week, man.
I don't know, man. Honestly, if I were Crystal Palace, I wouldn't spend that much on him. See you later, man.
Hey, man, wow. He's the club's best player.
Okay.
If you look, because I watched some Crystal Palace game. The only reason I do that is because I used to play FIFA 12.
And yeah, he was nice.
He was nice. It was like he was in a lower division, right?
Yeah.
I picked him to start. I was like, wow, that guy Wilfred Zaha is pretty fast.
Yeah.
Now he's in the Premier League now.
I had him on my ultimate team, like FIFA 12 or 13, and I sold him for like 70,000 coins. And that was the first time I remember.
That's it.
I sold him back then. I'd sell him today, too.
Well, now he's worth £130,000 a week.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting assessed. I mean, they're probably going to rule out, you know, it's complicated because you can think one muscle hurts and they have to, like, rule out the one above, the one below. And sometimes it takes some time. So best of luck to him, and hopefully he's back on the pitch soon.
I'm pretty sure you have enough to do with the windows break. You know, when you're making £130,000 a week, you know, you can get creative in how you spend that money.
Yeah, true. And up next, we got Theo Walcott, right?
Yeah, Theo Walcott. He collided with somebody in the game yesterday, and he said he felt something weird around his ribs.
Mm-hmm.
So they took him out, and he's currently being assessed to see if he has any fractured rib or any bruised muscle around the rib area. But it's funny. It's very interesting because I was reading the report today, and the physio said he actually has a hip problem as well that he's battling.
Really?
Yeah, that nobody knew about until the physio mentioned that in that report today. I just thought it was interesting how, you know, players can mask injuries just to stay on.
I think that I'm not positive on this, but I think when he was at Arsenal, he also had a hip problem. I don't know what it was because I wasn't in that world kind of back then, but I'm pretty positive he had some hip issues at Arsenal too.
Huh. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. And I mean, he's one of my favorite players, or at least he was when he was in form at Arsenal. And there was a lot of talk that he was going to be like the next Thierry Henry.
I know. I was there too.
Yeah, man.
And I watch him, you know, over the years, I watch him and I notice he never developed. He was basically the same player, except a little bit faster.
Yeah,
that was it. And that's when everyone started talking about how Arsene doesn't really develop players.
Yeah, true. True. And I think what really put his career on the downturn was when he tore his ACL, because I think that he definitely lost a little bit of pace from that.
Yeah, he did.
And he's kind of a one-dimensional player, and he lost the one dimension that was doing him pretty good. So it kind of sucks to see him go.
What happened? That's why I read about that. They used to really have when they develop players at an early age, they used to focus on what they do, their strong point, which is most of the play, the speed. They always say when a speed, they focus on other stuff besides the speed, because you know when a player relies so much on speed, and then as you get older, you lose that speed, then all of a sudden you're not the same player anymore. So that's why they always focus on all the technical ability, you know, the talent such as speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully we'll probably get back doing the international break. By the way, do you know what's going on? Is there a major tournament coming? Why are they going on international break?
They always do this every year. I don't know why they put the first break like 3 weeks into the season. But I know this year it is a little bit different for Europe because they're starting that Cup of Nations thing or whatever.
Oh, it's a new tournament, Cup of Nations?
Yeah, it's like a European Cup of Nations where it's really weird. And to me,
that doesn't make any sense. How's that different from the Euro?
So I think it's to build up to the Euros. So this new format or whatever, it's going to put together qualifications for Euro and the World Cup. But I don't get it. I don't see any reason for it, but it is what it is. But on the bright side, this could be good or bad. It's mostly for money, but you're going to have the best teams in Europe always play each other. You're not going to see Portugal versus like Belarus. You're going to be seeing Portugal versus Spain, Germany. You're going to have like pots of teams, and they're all going to play each other.
So it's sort of a money grab.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Now watch out for that injury list too, because it's gonna keep piling up.
Yeah, because you're gonna have competitive games, and these games matter. So you're gonna play your best players, and mm-hmm. it's not gonna turn out well for the most popular players in the world.
Yeah, it sucks. That is sucks. But you know, the fan like us definitely gonna love it because we're gonna be
sitting
in our chair and watching the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But moving over to Tottenham. They took an L today, but they also took a second L when they lost Hugo Lloris. Is that right?
Yeah, Hugo Lloris is out with a thigh injury. They didn't say exactly if it's a quad or a hamstring strain, but you know he's set to come back in you know the 15 after the international break too. So I'm assuming it's more of a strain than anything else.
Yeah, so I think he'll come back well. And France got some good goalkeepers. They got that guy Mandanda, I think, who plays for either Lyon or Marseille in France. But he's a real good goalkeeper.
Yeah, France been producing a lot of goalkeepers. You know, if you look back in time, you have like Fabien Barthez, who in 1998 was killing it. You know, we got Lloris, who's pretty good too. And what's the name of the other one? I forgot. Yeah, I think Lewis is the one that's. He played in the World Cup, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got two more injuries out of Spain, and then we're going to get into this UEFA Champions League group stage draw. But before we get into that, two injuries from Spain that I wanted to update you guys on. Juan Fran from Atletico Madrid, the right back, is suffering from a hamstring injury right now. So he's going to be out for a solid 2 to 3 more weeks. This injury happened about a week ago. The international break should do him some good. You know, have a solid 2 weeks off to get fit. And with the Spanish league looking kind of scary right now, they're going to expect him back pretty quickly. But I think he'll come back pretty promptly on time.
Wait, what do you mean the Spanish league looking scary? I mean, Barcelona just trashed his team.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right.
No competition.
I mean, Atletico Madrid's no pushover. They're not going to give up the fight this early. So
it's not in their nature.
Yeah.
I would love some more competition in Spanish Primera. Right?
What the Spanish league needs is just one more team that is going to be world class, because Messi's got 3 more years. And once Messi is done, I think that Barcelona are still going to be a world class team, but they're definitely going to be a step down.
Doesn't matter if Messi, Barcelona will always find a player because players always want to go there because of the history that the club had, the culture.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're not going to be as good as when Messi was there. So
yeah, it's going to be a period of transitioning. But I'm pretty sure they're working on this now. Like who's the guy that they're going to pass the baton to? Like who?
They want it to be Dembele. They want it to be Dembele, and he's shown flashes. But he's no Messi, let's be real.
No one will be Messi, come on.
Exactly. So if we can see a period where Real Madrid and Barcelona are both in transition and Atletico Madrid sees that opportunity and maybe a team like Valencia or Villarreal do the same thing where they maybe get an investor to invest in the club and make some good transfers, then we could see like a 4-team race in La Liga in 2 to 3 years, and that would be beautiful to see.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Great for the Spanish league because they need it.
Yeah, definitely. And one more injury for Barcelona that I wanted to get to. Jasper Cillessen, the backup goalkeeper, who was also the starting goalkeeper for Netherlands, he bruised his intercostal muscles like in between his ribs. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Okay. Huh. Mm.
Yeah, I guess it was a collision or something. But, I mean, it's a tough injury just because every time you breathe, you really feel that.
You can't do anything. You can't. that's what happened to Theo Walker. With those injuries, man, you can't move much.
Yeah, you can't definitely.
Conserve your energy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's get into this UCL Cup draw. What's your initial?
Who do you think is gonna make? Which English team is gonna? First of all, let's talk about the English teams group. We got Group B. We got Barca. You got Tottenham, you have PSV, and you have Inter and Milan. As well, Tottenham got
their work cut out.
Yeah, it's a tough group, man.
Yeah. PSV is no pushover, and Inter Milan knows what they're doing in Europe. So Tottenham are, one could say they're the rookies in this group because PSV.
I don't believe that anymore. I think that if you're looking at this Tottenham side, right, they don't buy players every year. They don't buy a lot of players. But every time they add somebody, it actually boosts up the squad a lot more than what they were previously in the season. If you, the purchase of Lucas Moura right now, you know, to partner up with Kane, because you know Kane doesn't have pace, but you have Lucas Moura who's pretty pacey. So we kind of like add a little bit more dynamic to the team. And I think this Tottenham team is no pushover. You know, we saw what they did to Juventus. You know, they just couldn't close in the second round. But, you know, adding a little pacey forward, you know, you saw what this guy did to Chris Smalling last week.
Yeah. I mean, Spurs, the thing is with me, they didn't improve their depth this transfer season. Yes, Lucas Moura has been playing better, but it's – can you trust Lucas Moura against Barcelona? Ah,
well, I'm not putting the whole squad on – you know, how the whole fate of the squad on one guy. I'm just saying, like, if you're looking at this Tottenham team, you know, they have not purchased any players. The only players they have is just players that have been, they've been developing players all this year long. You got Dele Alli. Who else you got?
I mean, you got Eriksen, Kane, of course.
Those guys can run. I'm not saying that they're going to top the group. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking they're at least going to be second to make it into the group.
True. I mean, here's the thing. Inter knows what they're doing. It's in the club's history to progress far in the Champions League. And talk about a tough match or a tough batch of road games for Tottenham. When you got to go to PSV, and those fans over there, they're crazy.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
And the San Siro, man, that's a historic ground. Just even walking onto that pitch with no fans in it, I'd feel intimidated. And then don't get me started on the Camp Nou. And wow, it's a tough road.
It is a tough road, but I think Tottenham got what it takes to actually make it out of this group. It would be a shame if they don't make it. But then again, it's Champions League, man. You know, sometimes thing doesn't always work out.
Yeah, I think the one English team that did get lucky, Group F, you got Manchester City.
Oh, man.
Shakhtar Donetsk, Lyon, and Hoffenheim. These guys always get an easy group draw. I'm tired of it. I really, really am.
Man City finally got an easy draw. They're not going to complain this year that they got a tough one.
I want to see them challenged, man. I want to see them challenged.
Well, if you want to see challenge, man, you got to go over to Group H. You got Juventus. You got Man United. You got Valencia. You got Young Boys. Let me know how you feeling about this group.
Oh, it's easy. Man United are out. Sorry. Europa League, there you go. I mean,
oh man. I think Mourinho's definitely gonna have the freedom to do, you know, things that he used to do tactically. I mean, you're not going to have guys go forward when you're playing against the like of Juve and Valencia. Like, you're going to hope for one goal and then park the bus. And I think that's the strategy that he's going to go with.
I mean, the thing about Juventus, that any Italian team, if you want to go in and play a defensive match, they're going to play it better than you.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I just... And if you're going to go in and attack, a Spanish team will do that better than you. So it's tough. Manchester United are going to have to be their genuine best selves with the players that they have.
I don't think they can either.
Not with Mourinho in charge.
Yeah, and it's not just Mourinho. Just if you're looking at the squad period, I mean, the chemistry is not there. I mean, today, you know, they scored two. They won 2-0. But, you know, the goals were, well, The first goal, the header for Lukaku, that was good. But the second one, it looked more like a ricochet. You know, there's still question involved, you know, interrogation point involved with, you know, the dynamic, the chemistry of the squad. They're still struggling. You look at that back four. That back four is still not linked. They're still having trouble. And if you have a back four that is not in harmony, you know, you can't beat the likes of Juve, especially with Cristiano there right now. It's just any mistake you make in the back four, he's going to let you pay for that.
Mm. And here's the thing. It seems like Mourinho loves Fellaini.
I don't get it. He does his job. If you, I always used to say this, like, why does he put Fellaini in? But when he put that guy in, he does his job. Like, he doesn't lose that many ball. He do the passes that he's supposed to do. He cover the space. That he's almost like the chess player. Like, Mourinho's like, all right, okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do this, and I want you to do that, and that's it. And he's like, okay, boss. He's a robot. He followed the instruction, okay, and that's it. As opposed to there are other players who you give them instruction, they follow it, but they want to add their own thing to it.
True.
You know, it's almost like he's got no ego.
I don't think Fellaini has any place on the pitch in a match versus Valencia. I think he'll just get torn apart technically. From a technical perspective, he's not that talented of a player.
Yeah, I don't think he is either.
Yeah.
But he has presence in the midfield. And, you know, if you want to stop runs from coming, you got to have a guy like that who's going to, you know, he doesn't lose the ball that easily too. So if you want to do some hold-up play, he's so strong. Did you see his rating, his strength rating in FIFA?
No, what is it?
It's like 92. It's pretty crazy. I don't know if it changed this year, but last year he was OP, overpowered in terms of strength.
Let's go over to Group C, though. I see you've been dodging your team.
Ooh, no, I mean, I honestly think Juve and Man United was like a tougher group because Valencia is not, it's not a pushover. But if you go to Group C, man, you got PSG, you got Napoli, you got Liverpool, and you got, oh, my God, Red Star. Belgrade, listen, man. Oh my God!
Did you
Liverpool,
see
Liverpool? Liverpool has to. I don't know if they're gonna top the group, but they have to win as a defending. Well, they're not defending champion, but as somebody, some, as a team who made it to the Champions League final last year, you have to make it past the group stage. And if I'm looking at their squad, they're back. Defensively, they're doing well, even though Lovren's not here. But Gomez seems to really integrate into. You know, as a center back, he's doing well. Defensively, we're doing great. We got the midfielders that we lacked last year. You got Naby Keita on the squad, who's mobile, you know, work like Conte, and he can dribble, he can do everything. You got that. You know, you got the top three, the top three forward, Firmino, Salah, Mane, who's still on top. You know, they're still showing good form. Salah has yet to. You know, make it for me this year. But I mean, it's still early. But Mane looks hungry.
True.
He's got one goal a game. I'm watching him. And don't forget that we have a stronger bench this year, too. You know, if okay. one forward is not producing, we can put, you know, Sturridge looking like a different man. You have Shaqiri in the bench who can come and give you a little bit of world for your money. So I think this squad has the quality it takes to make it really far into the Champions League.
I think what you said there with Sturridge and Shaqiri is so key. Did you see the Liverpool fixture list from September to October?
Nah.
All right. Buckle up. All right. Uh-huh. I got it right here. September 15th, Liverpool versus Tottenham. September 18th. Away at Napoli, September 22nd, Southampton, September 25th, versing Chelsea, September 29th, versing Chelsea again, October 3rd, PSG, October 7th, Manchester City.
Oh, okay. So the bench is going to have to play a big role.
They're going to have to. And I think this could be their year. I'm not worried about the forward production and quality. It's more of the midfield, because just like last season, you guys do have players that can play in the midfield. It's are they good enough is the question. Yeah. Are they talented enough? And I'm still missing Coutinho if I was you guys, because he seems like he would be someone that you can rely upon in all situations that can play.
Coutinho was a forward when he was playing at.
Yeah, but he was kind of a jack of all trades because
he was
so much.
I don't know, man. I like this team better without Coutinho, to be honest with you. Like, if I'm counting, if I need someone to save the day, any one of those top the three guys up front can save the day. As opposed to when Coutinho was there, if I'm looking at someone to save the day, it's gonna be I'm looking at Coutinho. To curl a ball into the net. Now I don't need that. I don't see that anymore.
True. I mean, it's tough, but I mean, I think that Liverpool definitely got their work cut out for them. And even past Liverpool, PSG are under enormous pressure. If they go out in the group stage, that it would be a catastrophe. There's no getting around that.
I think they're gonna make it past, because you know we got the squad is looking even better now. You know, you got Mbappe going out of control. You know, Neymar still there. He's definitely got something to prove this year. You know, if I was Neymar, I would have something to prove this year.
True. I mean, there's just too much. At first, I was like, you know what, the Champions League, it's all right. I mean, it's the group stage. What is? There's not too much to watch. And I saw these matchups. I was like,
oh yeah, no,
this is fire, man. There's a lot of good matches here.
Let me tell you, it sucks as when you age and you get into the real world, right? And you start working, and then you start thinking, oh my god, like, look at all the games that I'm going to miss because yeah. I'm going to be at work.
Oh, my God. It sucks. And even I'm going
to miss all those games. The only game I think I'm going to be able to watch is the Champions League final.
True. Are you like, working 9 to 5?
Yeah, I just got my schedule for my rotation. So I'm going to be, like – no, I'm going to be 11 to 8.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 11 to 8, bro.
Wow.
And then Friday is 9 to 6. Oof. Yeah, so it's not looking great for me, but hey, you know what? I'll make it work.
See, the thing is, I'm in school still, so I can kind of like finesse a little bit.
Oh yeah, you can definitely finesse.
But here's the thing, I sit right next to the professor.
Why do you sit next to the professor? Listen,
I didn't have a choice, man. All I can say, guys, if you're going to school right now, whatever seat you sit in the first day, make sure it's a good one.
Make sure it's a good one.
Yeah. I'm stuck there. I'm going to just leave it at that.
Oh, man. You can still finagle, like, turn your computer sideways and catch the games.
Yeah, backwards.
Oh, wow. It's that close, huh?
It's bad. Real bad.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you figure it out, man.
That I will. All right, so we got anything else for our listeners today?
No, that's about it. That's about it. I think Tottenham's going to make it out of group in Group B. Liverpool has to make it out of Group C. Man City, they gift Man City this year. So I will be very surprised if they don't make it. Yo, this squad is looking strong, man. Sterling's looking like a world-class player. Let me tell you, Group F, they're just going to murder everyone in Group F.
Yep.
I don't think there's any competition. And Juve, Man United from Group H, this is the game that I'm looking forward to watch, the return of Cristiano Ronaldo to Old Trafford. Is he going to celebrate when he scored? By the way, he hasn't scored yet for Juve.
Yo, his son scored 4 goals yesterday, though.
Yo, he's looking good, looking like a little baller out there.
True.
Apart from that, no, I think you said Man U's not going to make it out of group.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident on that. I'm fairly confident on that.
No matter the outcome, I think Mourinho is going to have a tough time with the press. If you think Mourinho has a hard time with the press now, wait till Champions League start. That's when you're going to have trouble.
Yeah,
he's going to have a lot of trouble with the press.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, I don't have anything else for the listeners.
Word. All right. Well, make sure you give us a 5-star review on iTunes, everybody. Mm-hmm. Be sure to follow us both on social media. My handle is TheFootballPhysios. Berg, what's your handle?
I am at TheSoccerObsessed.
Word. And we will catch you guys next week.
All right. Later, guys.
All right. Peace.